cosmology. I mean, just plain my ideas now. I don't know if I want to put it in a book or what, so, but I had this kind, this is speculation, but this kind of idea or impression from what I've read also through my life. But I just finished the last recording about that. It's all, you know, we could see all the ground and the mountains and rocks, that they are built out of life, and that would be an interesting, how to say, hypothesis to build upon, if nothing else, a story-telling feature. That, and again, it fits with the quantum fathers, you know, that consciousness is fundamental. So if we start there, could use this even as a foundation for the game, but I was just drafting a little bit. It really would just build it on what we have just been looking at. Just now, use your imagination that the world did not come about by swarms of particles and clouds and all that, but us who live, and it going on in us who live. Again, think of a dream. Where does the dream exist? It's, you could say, a virtual image. We experience it as a form. But it only exists in our minds. So if we can look, and which I start to be able to when I also see the same thing from the quantum physicist's point of view, who in turn came from the old classical particle physics oriented view, and I can appreciate the courage and the big open minds and intellects of those scientists. That's what I call science. To be able to adapt to and accept it when their entire worldview is turned upside down or inside out. Outside in, rather. That's what my cosmos model was going to be about. And I had already thought way back, as I wrote in the beginning of this book, that yes, I'm going to build a cosmos, whether in clay or it's a virtual reality. So let's see what it's going to become. But then how? Well, that's what I kind of got a glimpse on now. When I see these ancient apocalypse and I look at how these old cultures who fit into this cosmology. Have connections to, and it seems like they are even, if we can take that step, which is my speculation, that they are based on, rooted in life in a higher world. I remember old Swedish author Strindberg writing is one of his books, I don't believe that we came from the monkeys. We evolved, but rather angels who they evolved over there. I don't remember exactly how he expressed it. Again, this fits the dream. Analogy. But you know, then we have people way back on this planet, not who are primitive, like monkeys running around and hitting each other in the head with bones and stones, but, well, maybe that also, but as Strindberg said, I think that they are rather people who became degraded from that higher platform. And actually that noble, angelic, spiritual, or whatever you want to call it, platform where our lives are actually going on. And the monkeys rather came from degraded people. Well, interesting. So we could work that a little bit into this worldview, which I would rather than put into a game or something, because I don't know if I can prove it. But it's cool for a story. And I think there's something to it. Because then, you know, it fits so well if you think back. And what we know about these Mayans and the old Indian, you know, the old people of different cultures, Mesopotamian, way back, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago. And we look at their construction work, their imagery and so on. You can imagine that this is what those buildings and that whatever they constructed and their lifestyle and their iconography and all, you know, their cosmology shows of people who see themselves spiritual beings who are visiting here from the other world, which we can also have contact with and visit now and then, because, you know, if we are more wiser and know the shamans and all that. And we others are simply well, if life goes well, we can say we are free to dream, fulfill our coolest dreams. If life doesn't go so well, you may say, oh, it's a prison, I'm supposed to learn something here. But what we can learn and what we do learn, what knowledge back then was, like we have seen from Puranas and yoga and all that, a little bit here, is that this knowledge is about, it has a goal, it has a purpose. Not just to make money or this or that. That's included too, but a purpose of leading us into a development, an evolution, but an evolution of consciousness, until we gradually come back to our, you know, wake up again. Well, you could put it like that, we're here to test, try, play around if you want, but to also learn something. And that's also what the game could be meant for.